Joseph Dufresne, September 4th, 1970, tape 1.
That's down in Canada.
St. Anderson, Quebec?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, St. Anderson.
How long ago was that?
That's 102 years old ago, the 4th day of April.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's name?
Louis.
Louis Dufresne?
Louis Dufresne, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's this here?
What was your mother's name?
Hattie. Hattie Gardner.
Gardner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had they lived in St. Anicet all their life? Had they lived in St. Anicet?
No.
No?
No, they moved from there when they were around 35 years old.
Where'd they move to?
They moved out down here in Dundee.
They moved to Dundee, Quebec?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old were they when you were born?
Oh, I don't know that.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Four. Mm-hmm. There were 10 of the family. 5 girls, 5 boys.
Where were you? Were you the oldest or the youngest?
I was the oldest boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where had your parents been born in St. Anicet?
Huh?
Were your parents born in St. Anicet?
My what?
Your parents, your mother and father, were they
born? Yeah, yes, they were.
They were born in St. Anicet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could they speak any English or just French?
Yes.
They could speak English?
Yes, he would speak English.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
My father had no education, and my mother had good French education.
Mm-hmm. Did you know any of your grandparents?
Huh?
Did you know any of your grandparents?
No.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when they moved to Dundee?
I was about between 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Probably about 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. What did your father do for a living?
He lived in a house there along the lake shore.
Well, shore of what lake?
Well, you've got me.
What did he do for a living?
He worked by the day.
Mm-hmm.
Here and there, all over.
He what?
Here and there, whoever wanted him.
I see. Mm-hmm.
He first hired out to a man by the name Willie Stephen. He worked for him 5-6 years. And then he moved towards Trout River. And then we lived there 2 years. 2 or 3. At either 2 or 3. And then he bought a little place this way in the town of Constable. And he run that. Living.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old were you when they moved into the United States?
I was, I was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember the house in Dundee?
Yeah.
Yeah. How big was that?
A small house, a log house.
A log house?
A log house.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms were in it?
Just 2.
2 rooms.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Did people sleep in both rooms?
Yeah, some upstairs.
Mm-hmm. What was the floor like in this log house?
Oh, just rough lumber.
Mm-hmm. How many windows did it have?
Mm-hmm. I think it had four.
Mm-hmm. How did your mother cook? Did she use a fireplace or a stove?
A stove.
Uh-huh. What kind of a stove was it? Can you remember?
A brazier stove.
Oh. What did a brazier stove look like?
There was an oven that set crossways on the hind end of the stove, and it stood up on high legs. Two hind legs, and the front one was low.
Mm-hmm.
They done the cooking in the front.
Mm-hmm. So it had grills on the front?
Huh?
Did it have grills on the front? Grills to cook food with? Burners?
Mm-hmm.
It had an oven?
They had an oven set crossways.
Yeah.
Behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if she just wanted to heat a pot of tea, what would she do?
Huh?
If she just wanted to heat a tea kettle, what would she do? She couldn't put it in the oven. Where would she put it? On the stove?
On the stove.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, she had the, I don't know what you call it, but she had water on the stove.
She had
and her teapot was there too, had her coffee and hot water.
She have a reservoir on the stove?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your furniture like in the main room?
They were cheap stuff, mostly handmade stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything with horsehair on it or upholstered?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Did your father make the furniture?
No, we bought them from an old man that made that.
Uh-huh.
Himself and peddled around.
Oh, he was a sort of a peddler.
50 cents a piece for chairs.
Mm-hmm. How much for a table?
That you forgot me probably about a couple of dollars maybe.
Mm-hmm. Were there any hand braided rugs on the floor?
No, no. No. Mm-hmm.
Was there only one stove in the house?
That's all.
Yeah. Was it pretty cold sleeping upstairs?
No, no, because there was a stairway and the door was open all the time, and it was warm.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dishes did your mother use?
Well, they were old-fashioned dishes. You never see them.
Were they made out of tin?
No, no, they were made out of earthen.
Earthenware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did she cook with tin dishes?
Huh?
Did she cook with tin dishes?
Yeah, she made pies with them, and she made biscuits with them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of shelves were there in the house? Were they in a cabinet, or were they just...
No, they were shelves.
Just on the wall. Mm-hmm. What were the beds like?
The beds was, they were wood and ropes between, ropes from...
Side to side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what were the mattresses like?
There were no mattresses.
What did you sleep on?
We slept on, well, now, my mother made it some ticks,
mm-hmm.
Put some straw in them, and some of them we put corn husks.
Uh-huh.
In them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were the backs of the beds high, the headboards?
Not very. Some of them were, but we didn't have them.
Mm-hmm. The backs of your beds were low?
Yeah. No, they're about the same as that. Oh, there'd probably be a foot difference between the foot and the head.
Mm-hmm. How many beds were upstairs in the attic?
There were two.
What did you call the upstairs part of your cabin?
Well, we'd call them Aho. Aho, that would be upstairs.
Aho?
Aho, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that the French word?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of lights did you have?
Kerosene lamps.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother clean those every day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she kept it clean, all right.
Mm-hmm. So you had two rooms downstairs. Was there one room for eating?
One room for eating.
And what was the other room for?
The other room was a pantry to keep our victuals in.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any closets in the house?
No. We had that outdoors.
Closets?
We had closet, do you mean?
The outhouse.
Huh?
What do you mean by closet?
I don't know.
Did you have any rooms in the house where you could hang your clothes?
Oh, yeah.
You want some
of
them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want some for your paper?
Yeah. Were they separate rooms?
No.
No.
They were all attached to one another.
Uh-huh. How did you hang your clothes up?
On nails.
Right.
Oh, really, Emily? And some parting shoes?
What kind of clothes did your mother make for you children?
Well, mostly overall stuff.
Mm-hmm. What'd she make it out of?
Out of overall stuff.
Uh-huh. Did they have any sheep?
No.
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 Did you have any livestock at all?
We kept a cow and a horse.
Mm-hmm. One cow and one horse?
Yeah.
Where did you keep them?
Eh?
Where did you keep them? Did you have a
little
separate
log stable?
Mm-hmm. What was there in the stable? Was there two stories to it?
No, they just made a stall between the cow and the horse, separately.
Mm-hmm. Where did you store your hay and feed for the horse and cow?
Overhead.
Mm-hmm. How much land went with the house in Dundee?
Oh, they'd be about an acre, I would think.
Mm-hmm. What feed did your father grow in Dundee?
He didn't grow any. He bought the hay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How much hay would he buy for a year?
Oh, that you got me. He'd buy what the cow would eat and the horse too.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a little, half a ton at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And a ton.
What were the walls like in the cabin?
Oh, they were logs. Log stable. They were log stable.
Mm-hmm. Were they papered at all in the cabin?
No.
Painted, whitewashed?
No.
Mm-hmm. How high were your ceilings in the house at Dundee?
Oh, you could reach it with a hand like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your door like? Did it have a window in it?
We had a window.
In the door?
No. We didn't have it in the window. We had one window out of cut a couple of logs and then set a window in.
Mm-hmm. Did you cut your own wood, or did you buy it?
We cut it.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us the wood to cut it.
Who gave you the wood?
Mr. Stephen.
Uh-huh.
Willie Stephen.
Willie Stephen.
Yeah, he dead and gone now, years ago.
Was this in Dundee?
Yeah.
Did your father live on Willie Stephen's land?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was Willie Stephen's a farmer?
Yeah, me farm.
Uh-huh. How big a farm did he have?
Oh, God. You've got me, I wouldn't know. But it was a big farm.
Mm-hmm. And your father was a hired man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He worked that by the month, by the day, I guess.
Yeah. How much would Willie Stephen pay him?
Oh, you got me. I don't know. Them days, you know, there wasn't much wages.
Mm-hmm. What would your father wear to work?
Overalls and frock. Mm-hmm. My mother made him.
What would she make his frock out of?
Eh?
What would she make his frock out of?
The same stuff.
Mm-hmm. Was there a store nearby where she could buy things?
No. The store was about 3 miles from where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go there on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And what would they buy there?
Well, they'd buy sugar and flour and tea, coffee, whatever we needed, we bought in the line of groceries.
Mm-hmm. Did you kill your cow every year?
No.
How old were you when you went to school?
I can't tell you that.
Did you go to school in Dundee?
No.
Where did you first go to school?
Trout River.
Mm-hmm. While you were in Dundee, what kind of meat did you eat?
Meat?
Yeah.
Oh, pork and beef, whatever we... We'd always raise a pig, sometimes two.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'd raise a calf, bull calf, kill him in the fall and have him to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you salt your pork?
Oh, yes. Oh, we had to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where did you keep the barrels of salt pork?
Down cellar.
What was your cellar like in Dundee?
Oh, just a hole dug down.
Uh-huh. Dirt walls and dirt floor?
Eh?
Dirt walls and dirt floor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you eat more pork than you ate beef?
Well, some meals I presume we did. But I used to love pork off as well.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother have a garden?
Oh, yes. She raised onions, tomatoes, onions.
Did she raise cucumbers?
Yes.
Beets?
Huh?
Beets? Beets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Potatoes?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did she raise squash?
Not very often.
Mm-hmm.
No, she didn't.
How about pumpkins?
She raised pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
And feed them to cow.
Feed them to the cow?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cut them up.
Mm-hmm. Did she have an herb garden?
What do you mean?
Oh, where she grew things she would use, a garden where she grew things she'd use for medicine.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. How would she cook her pork?
Fry it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she made soup, she did put the piece in that porch in the boiler,
mm-hmm.
cooking the stuff.
Mm-hmm. How would she make soup? What kind of soup would she make?
Oh, she... Well, she'd put potatoes,
did she put turnip in her soup?
Eh?
Did she put turnip in the soup?
I don't know that. She made good soup. She made pea soup.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we'd have barley soup.
Barley soup and pea soup. Mm-hmm. How about vegetable soup?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she made vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm. How did she cook her potatoes?
Boil them.
Did she ever fry them?
No, I know.
Mm-hmm. Did she bake bread?
Yes. Yes, she baked all her own bread.
Mm-hmm. How many loaves a week would she have to bake?
I would think she'd make five, six loaves when the family got big.
Mm-hmm. Did you use butter or something else on the bread?
Butter.
Mm-hmm. Did you get that from your own cow?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the butter churned?
In round little churn.
A dash churn?
Yeah, a dash.
Mm-hmm. Who would churn it? Your mother or one of the
Any
kids?
Any of us.
Any of you?
I'd do it. My sisters would do it. You know, we'd change about.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any chickens?
Yeah, we had chicken, and we had our own eggs.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell the eggs, we had them.
You didn't sell the eggs?
No.
How many chickens did you have?
Oh, sometimes we'd have a dozen, sometimes we'd have 2 dozen. It all depends.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a goat?
No. I say no. We did have a goat for a while.
What was the purpose of having a goat?
A milker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Would you drink the goat's milk?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And by God, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
You bet.
What else did they use goat's milk for?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. We'd use it to drink, and she used it to cook with. It's good milk.
Mm-hmm. What did she do with eggs? How did she serve eggs?
Oh, she'd fry them. Put them in a dish. And pass them around. Whoever wanted some had it.
Mm-hmm. What would you have for breakfast in the morning?
We had porridge in the morning. We'd have oatmeal porridge.
Mm-hmm. Would you have toast?
Sometimes we'd have toast.
How was the toast made?
They were fried. They were toasted in the... They were toasted in the oven, right on the stove.
Did she have a holder to toast them in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A long handle.
Uh-huh. Would you ever have eggs in the morning?
Yeah, once in a while we had them.
Ever meat?
Well, sometimes. Not very often meat in the morning.
Mm. What time would you have breakfast?
Oh, about 6, 7 o'clock.
Mm. Did you have a clock in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. What time would, what did you call breakfast in the French language?
Déjeuner.
Oh yeah, déjeuner.
Déjeuner.
What did you have for dinner, noon?
Boiled potatoes and meat. Bread and butter.
Mm-hmm. How would she cook her beef?
Oh, she'd cook it on the stove there until it was cooked, all cooked, and take it off.
Would she fry it?
No.
No.
She never fried it.
Would she boil it?
Boil it.
Mm. Did she ever make stews?
Yes, she did.
Out of what?
Out of beef.
Mm-hmm. And what else would she put in the stew besides the beef?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What would you have for supper?
Well, I forgot.
Well, we had warmed up potatoes and we had some sauce. Berries, applesauce, nothing like that. Whatever we have to have, we have that.
Did you have any meat at supper?
Eh?
Did you have any meat at night?
Not very often.
Uh-huh. Did your mother can a lot?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she canned a whole lot.
Were the canning jars she used then the same as the canning jar? Were the canning jars that she used then the same as the canning jars they use nowadays?
I don't know.
Well, what would she can? What sort of things?
She'd can apples.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd can berries. Can onions.
Onions.
Carrots. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of berries were there around there?
Any kind. Black. Raz. Mostly.
How about blueberries? Did she can a lot of blueberries?
Yeah, she did. She canned quite a lot of blueberries.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pies would she make?
Well, she'd make mostly apple pie and berry pie. And she made pies with blackberries quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And different things.
Mm-hmm. When she made bread, did she take little pieces of dough and fry them in lard? Afterward, leftover dough?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did she make donuts?
Oh, yes. She made lots of donuts.
How did she do her washing?
By hand. Washboard.
On a washboard. Mm-hmm. How often would she do that?
Once a week.
Can you remember on what day?
Well, it's the beginning of the week, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd have all our clothes changed, you know. He was all ready for it.
How many pairs of pants would you have as a boy?
Oh, I've had two. Two's the most I know of.
Mm-hmm. And how about shirts?
Oh, I had plenty of shirts. A couple of three shirts. She made them herself.
Mm-hmm. What did she make for your sisters?
She made their dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would she make their dress from?
Cloth that she'd buy by the yard.
Was it colorful or was it sort of dull colored cloth?
Huh?
Was it colorful cloth? Bright? Was it bright colored cloth?
It is a good cloth. It is different color.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of dress did your mother wear?
Because I can't tell you that.
Did it have buttons on it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it one color or was it many colors?
One color. That's all I can remember of.
Did she have any jewelry?
Huh?
Did she have any jewelry?
Yeah. Yeah. Not much.
What would she have in the way of jewelry?
Well, she had a ring. And my father got her to get married with, and I guess that's about all I know.
Mm-hmm.